All your children going to be born, man, in this wilderness experience, man, and going to go through all the trials and tribulations and everything else, all the pain and all the suffering in life and everything else. He said, but I promise you something. I'm going to redeem your life. The word deem means to own. D-E-E-M, to own, like you own something. Redeem means to own again. So the redemptive work of God was God's redeeming our life, purchasing us back. Man, that's why I say we bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. That's him purchasing us back, redeeming us. We once, man, were owned by him and operating in his plan and his purpose for our life in Eden, man, when we all was in Eden in Adam. We all was in Adam. He lost us. And the devil set up this world that we live in here on this earth today. This whole pattern of operation, the good and the bad in it, is all set up, motivated, and influenced by the devil himself. Listen, it's God's will for it to be on earth as it is in heaven. We all know that it's not that way. So where does other world come from? It comes from the devil. It comes from man when Adam and Eve gave the dominion and authority and power over the earth to make it on earth like it is in heaven. They gave that dominion to the devil. And he made it on earth like it is here today. What's the redemptive work of God? Hey, that mean, boy, that seed that God promised man, that devil, that the woman. Why do you think mankind started killing one another? From the very beginning. From the very beginning, Cain killed Abel. The first two boys, man, one killed the other. Why? That's not just Eve on their part. That's the devil working. What he doing, man? He looking for that righteous seed that God had told him. They're going to bruise his head. They're going to take his authority. So from day one, man, Satan, man, attacked boy, waiting for the woman to bring forth a child, waiting to attack them. Why? He looking for that righteous seed. He's trying to stop, man, what God, man, had cursed him with, man, from taking place. So instead of man loving one another, man began to despise one another, slander one another, talk negative about one another, gossip about one another, hate one another, kill one another, destroy one another. That's the work of the devil. Even to this day, mankind, man, killing one another. That's the devil trying to stop, boy, that promise that God said, man, about that seed of that woman. That seed of that woman that he was talking about was Jesus Christ. Listen, 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came to this earth. Not yesterday, not last week, not a few years ago. 2,000 years ago, he came to this earth to fulfill that promise that God had told the devil in Genesis chapter 3. Boy, that the authority that Adam gave you, the original Adam, wisdom, my only begotten son, he coming, man. And he's going to tear your head off your shoulder. He's going to destroy your authority and everything else and your works. What's his work? Separate you from God. Just like he did Adam and Eve. Separate them, man, from God. So when Jesus Christ came to this earth, man, he came, man, to do what? And taught and did all those things. What I said. He came to redeem your life from that destruction that we all have in Adam. He couldn't do what? He couldn't purchase us back. He couldn't buy us back. He couldn't redeem us to the Father. He couldn't pay the price. Listen, I'm going to tell you how valuable you are to God. Listen, if you don't hear nothing else, hear this here. You can tell how valuable something is by the price that it costs. Listen, it costs your Father in heaven the blood of his only begotten Son. It cost your Father in heaven, man, Jesus Christ. How valuable do you think Jesus Christ is? How valuable do you think Jesus Christ is? I'm going to say it again. You can tell how how valuable something is, man, to a person by what it costs them. It costs God, Jesus Christ, man. It costs him Jesus, the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. So if it costs him, if he paid Jesus to get you back, how valuable is Jesus? Boy, you are so valuable. You're worth the blood of Jesus Christ. You're worth the death of his only begotten son. You're worth, man, him being separated, man, from his. Boy, that's the most valuable thing in the world. And God gave that for you. That tells you just how valuable you are to your Father in heaven. And you think you're going to let a devil, man, stop you, man? Stop him, man? No. He sent that promised man, son, seed, man, in the person of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. And you know the story, man, how Jesus Christ, man, was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. The devil tried to attack him the same way he did Adam. But instead of him yielding like Adam did, every time the devil came out of his repertoire, boy, where he said something, if you the son of God or this or that, Jesus responded, it is written. Hallelujah. In other words, boy, Jesus put the word of God on. Every time that devil came at him, boy, he put the word of God on. The Bible says he was tempted in all parts, just like man us, yet without sin. Hallelujah. What were you doing? He was living the life that God required you to live and I to live and the human race to live. He was living the life, man, that we supposed to live. And check out the life that he was living. It wasn't just man not sinning. He was ruling and reigning over every circumstance, situation, and step in his life. They brought the lost to him. He saved them. They brought the sick to him. He healed them. Man, they brought those who in need to him. He met them. He was ruling and reigning over every circumstance and situation and symptom in his life. And then he was saying this, man, as I am, so are you. The thing that I do, you can do too. The same way the Father sent me, when I finish the work, man, that the Father sent me to do, then he's going to send you too. So that you can be just like me. Because I didn't come to show you that I'm Jesus. I come to show you, man, who you really are, what you really have, and what you really can do, where you really come from. And where you really headed, where Jesus came from, he came from the Father. That's where you and I came from, the Father. I belong to you. Who is he? He's the Son of the Father. Who are we sons of the Most High God too? Where he come from? He come from the Father. Where just like you and I. Why he came, man? He came, man, to reestablish the government back up on his earth. That Garden of Eden, man, that Adam and Eve was living in, that they got put out of and lost, he come with that on his shoulder, government on his shoulder. He come in to reestablish that back on the earth. That's why he say repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand now. I come to reestablish what God's original plan and purpose for your life. That you dominate this earth and that you make it on earth as it is in heaven, that you be fruitful, that you be successful, that you be productive, and that you help others, man, and that you love one another, and that it be in your life here on earth as it is in heaven. He came with that government on his shoulder, boy, and he set that up. Well, he came to reestablish that kingdom. The Old Testament, man, was the restoration of God's man kingdom on the earth. So all through there, man, it showed all the stories in the Old Testament, man, where God planned to restore his kingdom back to the earth. All the prophets prophesied about it. That's coming a Messiah. That's coming a Messiah. And he's going to establish, man, a kingdom, man. He's going to sit on the throne of David, man. His kingdom won't be no end. They're going to rule forever. What he's coming to do, man, he's coming, man, with that government on his shoulder. He's coming with God's original plan and purpose for our lives, man, to bring that back to us. He didn't come with religion. He didn't come, man, to have church and the way we know it and the way we do it. That's a part of it. That's a celebration and everything else, but that ain't even his purpose to come. He come to restore your kingship and your authority and your power and let you know what's really going on back to you, man, so that you can come out of your wilderness experience, man, on into your inheritance, your promised land. So all through the Genesis chapter 3, all the way to the end of the Old Testament, Malachi, man, was, man, God's stories and everything else, man, how he was going to redeem his people, man, from that destruction. Hey, listen, the Old Testament, man, the theme of it is the restoration of God's kingdom. From Genesis all the way through Malachi. 400 years passed in the middle of that. Nobody heard from God and nothing like that. That's another. Anyway, the Bible says in the fullness of time, God sends forth his son. Unto us a child was born, and unto us a son was given. And a government on his shoulder. And of that government and of that kingdom that he coming to restore back, the Garden of Eden and the Garden of Written Plan, he say, it shall be no end. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Redeemer of all mankind, Lily of the Valley, Bright Morning Star, Rose of Sharon, Bread of Life. Oh, Lord. Kinsman Redeemer, my everything, the great I am what? I'm whatever you need me to be, whenever you need me to be. And of that kingdom, there shall be no end. But listen, boy, he come and brought that back. Now, the theme of the New Testament is not the restoration of it, because it is restored now. The theme of the New Testament is here. In the Old Testament, it's coming. That's why we got our hopes and everything on a sweet by and by. And the New Testament is here. In the Old Testament, man, they prophesied that it's coming. In the New Testament, it then came and it's here. And if we're not careful, man, we'd be still operating, man, in the Old Covenant. It's coming. It's going to be all right when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing it's going to be. Climbing up on the rust. No, man. Everything is all right already. You just don't, if it ain't, you just don't know it. If it's not being manifested in your life, it's because you don't know it. That's why God put us on this radio broadcast, not to stir up your emotions and everything else, but to fill you with information and knowledge. So that the Holy Spirit has something, man, to work with. He worked with the Word of God. Listen, when I come on here, I don't have no opinion. I don't have no sermons. I don't have anything else, nothing that I conjured up or nothing like that. I just come and share with you the Word of God. The indestructible, incorruptible, ever-living seed of God's Word. Then come along and water the seed, you know, and everything else. But it's God that gives the increase. Listen, his desire, man, was to restore that. And he did. He ain't going to do it no more. It's done. What now, Arthur? All you got to do, man, is come on into the kingdom. When he put, like I done told you many times on this broadcast, when he put Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, out of that original place that he set for, hey, he placed the angels there, man, with flaming swords so that they couldn't come back in there. Why? Because if they came back in there and ate out the tree of life, then they would live forever in that fallen state, and God could not redeem their life from destruction. That's another story, but that's why. But when Jesus Christ came and when he finished doing what he's doing and the righteous demands of a just God was met. What you mean the righteous demand of a just God was met? The penalty for sin is death. Jesus paid the penalty for all of us. And when the penalty was paid, Them angels, man, with the flaming swords that protected men the way back into the presence of Lord, of God, and into the Garden of Eden and back into God's original plan and pray for our life was gone. No more flaming swords held by angels to keep us out. Now there's a door. Jesus is a door there now. And on that door got a big old open sign. Ain't no lock on it. open 24/7. And all you got to do is come to the knowledge of it, that all of the kingdom of heaven is available to you, and come on in. How you come, Arthur? Through the door. Who is the door? That's Jesus. That's the redemptive work of God. That'll get you, man, up to the door. And that'll get you into... How can I say it, Father? But when you find out what's behind that door, when you find out all them, listen, God told Adam, you can eat off all the trees in the garden. You don't know what all them other trees were. You can eat off the tree of peace in the garden. Even in the midst of this turmoil that we live in here on this earth, boy, there's a tree behind that door in the garden, in the kingdom. All kind of trees. Trees of healing, trees of peace, trees of joy, trees of fulfillment of purpose, the tree of life, glory to God. Everything that we have need of that pertains to life and godliness, life the way God lives and life the way God intended for us to live, all that's in the garden, man, in them trees, all the trees. Fruit-bearing trees that yield after his own kind. But you can come in, man, and eat off the tree of life. You can eat out the tree of fulfillment of purpose. All kinds of good things in there. Our eyes ain't seen and our ears ain't heard all the things that's, man, in the kingdom of heaven, man, that's ours. Let me just cut to the chase and say it plain. All of the kingdom of heaven, all that it consists of, all his attributes, his peace, his joy, ain't no sickness in heaven. All of the health of heaven. Ain't no poverty in heaven. The streets paved with gold. All of the wealth of heaven. All of the joy of heaven. All of the fulfillment and purpose. All of that. That's what's, man, behind that door. All that's in everlasting life. Eternal life. All that's in the kingdom. Behind that door. Jesus is the door. He made the way. Everything that he did, that was his redemptive work. But that was a means. That's why we missed it at all. We know about is his redemptive work. But we don't know, man, that what his redemptive work did, how he hung, bled, and died, came to this earth, bought the kingdom, taught how it functioned, then hung, bled, and died, then rose from the grave. We don't know, man, what happened after, man, the life after the resurrection. We try to live, man, the crucified life here on earth, man. When, man, Jesus, the Bible says we already crucified with Christ. He don't want us to try to live the crucified life. He wants us to live the resurrected life, glory to God. What's the resurrected life, man? The life the way God, Jesus, living right now. Well, what kind of life he living right now, boy? He got power in heaven, power on earth, and even power under the earth. What's under the earth? Power even over mankind's greatest enemy, death. Jesus said, I took your place. What you want me to do, Jesus? I want you to take up where I left off at. I want you to take my place. What's your place, Lord? Not the suffering Savior that I was before I died on the cross. I want you to take my place where I left off at, man. Where you left off at, Lord? When I rose from the dead, man, I rose from the dead. And when I went on back up to heaven and took my seat, I had all power and all dominion and all authority in my hands. I had all the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I stripped the devil of all his authority and power that he stole from Adam and them. I stripped him of all of that, man, and I gave it back to you. I give you, man, the authority. I give you the keys. I give you power over all the powers of your enemy. I'm risen, man, above all principalities and powers and dominions and mice and demons and devils and every strength. That's why I say no weapon formed against you can prosper. Jesus said, you take my place. And you start living like that. Well, not the crucified life, the resurrected life. We're trying to live the crucified life, and it's hard to do it that way. Because in this old... There's treasures in these old vessels, and we still got some shortcoming in our lives. Boy, when you realize that you are the righteousness of God, and your conscience, man, changed from a sin conscience to a righteous consciousness, boy, you start having the peace that passes all understanding. You start learning how to walk aright before God. What you telling us, Arthur? I'm telling you, man, that the old covenant, man, has not been done away with. It has been fulfilled. God, not only was it about the restoration of God's kingdom, it has been restored. Not it's going to be, it's restored. That's the restoration of it. It's restored. It's restored. That's the message, man, that Jesus Christ come preaching. That's what he was teaching. That's what he was talking about, what? All of the kingdom of heaven is restored back to you. Your original place, man, in Adam before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, your original place is restored back to you. That you can come on in and just start eating off all the trees that's in the garden. Only, but hey, listen, and in that garden that's new, that's open now, there's one tree that ain't in there no more. What? That tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it ain't in there no more. And nothing but the tree of life and all the other good trees for you to eat on. That's why I say, boy, when your conscience be sprinkled, man, from a sin consciousness to a righteous consciousness, and you know that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, man, that he who knew no sin, God made him to be sin, so that you might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And the Bible saying it's through righteousness that we reign in life. If you feel like, well, woe is me, and I'm undone, and I'm unworthy, and all that, then you're never going to reign in life. Circumstance, situation, and simply go rule and reign and dictate to you. But when you realize, man, that you've been restored, restored what, Arthur? Restored back to your original place, man, in God, man. Unbroken fellowship, man, that you can walk and talk with God in the cool of the day, that you can talk with him, man. That you don't have to go through a church, that you don't have to go through an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, a teacher. That you can come boldly into the presence of the Lord yourself. That you can come through the door, man, and do what, Arthur? And, man, get your inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundations of the world. Come, you who are blessed of the Father, and get your inheritance. And then when you come get your inheritance, then you start living your life. And when you start living your life from there, boy, it's a whole lot easier, man, than trying to, man, get what God has for you in the wilderness. It'd be hard for the children of Israel, man, to eat the figs and the pomegranate and all the fruits and enjoy, man, all the blessings, man, that was in the promised land from Egypt. They had to cross over the Jordan River into their inheritance. Same way with you. That's why you say repent. Change. Change your whole way of living. Change your whole way of walking. Change your whole way of talking. Change your whole way of being. How I do that, Arthur, man? By quit doing this and quit doing that? No, by changing the way you think. By not being conformed to this world system that we live in now, that we were born and trained and conditioned in, but being transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. That's what God sent me on this broadcast for. How? To help you, man, repent. To help you change your way of thinking. See, most believers, man, don't know their destination. They think their destination, man, is in heaven. They're going to spend eternity in heaven forever and ever and ever. That's not your destination. That's not what it is. You're going to spend eternity, man, on earth forever and ever and ever. Not this earth. It's going to be balled up, cast into the lake of fire and everything else. But God's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. And he's going to fulfill his purpose and destiny. The good news is, man, that's what he's done already. And what he's trying to do now is get us, man, into it and then learn the function and principles of it. Because, see, listen, once you get into it and you come into the kingdom, that's not enough just to be in it. Now, once you get in it and come through the door, you got to learn the function and principles of it. You got to learn how it operates. You got to learn how to reign in life. You got to learn how to walk like God wants you to walk and talk like God wants you to talk. You're a little bitty baby when you come into the kingdom. You don't know how to walk and talk and live like it. But boy, as you grow up in there, eating that, what? Eating from the king's table, glory to God. Not from the servant's table, but eating from the king's table, a royal food. What that going to do? That's going to build you up, man. Not hype you up like our messages do, man. To stir you up and give you hope for tomorrow and hope for the future and make you all right. No, this going to build you up, man, to what, man? To take your rightful place, man, and start being who you really are, what? Sons and daughters of the Most High God created in his image and ruling and reigning on the earth, man, and fulfilling, man, your God-given destiny, what? Being fruitful, multiply, and replenishing the earth, what, man? Making it on earth just as it is in heaven. Setting up God's original plan and God's original desire and God's original for mankind's life. That's the church. That's the church. Who is that, man? Those who God raising up, man, to do what Jesus said, man. Go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them, man, what I taught you. And lo, I'll be with you to the end of the age. What he taught them, man, he taught them more that as I am, so are you. The works that I do, you can do also. As the Father sent me, so send I you. Go. That's the Great Commission, man. Go do what, man? Go, man, roll like I roll. You see how I'm doing? Yeah. Go cast out the devil. This is what he told the disciples. This is why we're doing. He said, go preach the kingdom of God. He said, go preach this message. The kingdom of heaven, cast out devils, and heal the sick. Hello. What he told them, go preach the kingdom, cast out devils. That's what bind up the devil, man, and heal the sick. Hallelujah. So as I end this broadcast, man, I want to decree and declare to you, boy, that the devil's power over your life is broken. I want to decree and declare to you that all of the kingdom of heaven is all yours. That's your inheritance. That's available to you. I come to decree and declare to you that you can come on in into the kingdom of heaven and start living your life from there. I come to tell you, man, that every sickness, every disease, every germ, every virus, every malfunction that touch your body, man, hey, you can curse it at the root and command it to die and wither away and go from your body. I couldn't tell you, boy, and decree to you that you got power over all the powers of your enemy. And even though all them weapons and everything form against you, boy, they ain't never going to prosper. God ain't never going to leave you. He ain't never going to forsake you. I decree and declare that all of you who are under the sound of my voice, boy, that man has sickness in your body, man, and dis-ease, I decree and declare to you that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. I decree that to you. He say, cast out, he say, preach the kingdom, cast out devils, and heal the sick. I decree and declare, boy, once again, that by the stripes of Jesus, you healed. You're not trying to be healed. You're not trying to get healed. You already healed. And I pray, boy, that you not just believe it, but receive it. Grab a hold of it and seize it and place it in your body. Boy, it's your inheritance. It's the children's bread. So once again, if you sick in your body, boy, I bind up that spirit of infirmity, man, and I command it to loose its hold on your body. And I speak healing to your body. From the crown of your head all the way to the sole of your feet, man, I command cancer cells, boy, to die. I command, man, COVID, man, 19, man, viruses to die in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I decree and declare, man, that your Father in heaven will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Hey, listen, as I decree and declare most of all that all of the kingdom of heaven is available to you. My time is up. I love you with the love of the Lord, man. And I, man, pray God's blessing upon your life. If you ever want to contact us or need any information concerning our ministry, you can contact us at 713-870-3776. Once again, that contact number to our ministry, Kingdom Life World Outreach Ministry, 713-870-3776. And listen, we love you with the love of the Lord. One love, unconditional. God bless you. We'll talk to you next week.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the